It's linked through this character, Jackie Scott, who is murdered in Haiti. And then a man goes to Haiti to investigate her murder. And through finding out about her life, he finds out that her father was a spy during the Cold War, and that there are parts of her life and her father's life that span from World War II up until September 11th. And even though the subject matter sounds really heavy, my coworker Laura said that this is a very easy read, and it's you'll want to just keep reading it every night, which is what she's been doing.
I love a good sweeping page turner.
Yes, so I'm going to read this one too before he comes.
One that I had thought looked pretty good comes out on the 17th of September, and it's Eric Schlosser's newest book.
Yes, Eric Schlosser's new book is Command and Control, Nuclear Weapons, the Damascus Accident, and the Illusion of Safety. And when I was thinking about this book, it made me think about how Eric Schlosser writes about subjects that we don't want to think about. And his earlier book, Fast Food Nation, was about the unsanitary practices in fast food industry. And this one, it's about accidents and near misses in the nuclear industry, which is something that I personally had nightmares about when I was a teenager. I grew up always worried about that. So this is a book that I may not necessarily want to read, but I probably can't help but look at it because I'm so interested in the subject matter.
Well, and it's something too, at least for me, I don't know a whole lot about the subject matter, in which case it behooves me to read about it, which I also felt was sort of the case with Fast Food Nation.
Yes, probably with both of those issues, we live a certain amount of denial because we really don't want to know.
You and I did a little bit of research before coming in to kind of think about what books are coming out this fall and what we wanted to talk about. And I was so surprised when I found out that there is going to be a third Bridget Jones book.
Yes,
this fall.
Yes. It's been 15 years since the last one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I saw her at the Book Expo in New York City this spring, and she was talking about how excited she was to be back writing about Bridget. And one of the mysteries around this third book, it's called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, is who is the boy? And people don't know, is that a new man in Bridget Jones' life, or is that a baby? We don't know where she is in her life. And there's even a little bit of mystery about how old Bridget Jones is, because she should be about 50.
Either way, she's a feisty, fun character to
yes.
read. It's a
yes.
great perspective. You know?
And she makes us feel better about ourselves, because we can't ever hopefully be that bad or that awkward.
Exactly. And we'll all get a Mr. Darcy at
yes,
the end.
That's the happily ever after part of them.
So another book that I'm really excited about, Wally Lamb is one of those authors who I know, no matter who the point of view is, no matter what he's writing about, I'm going to be fascinated. And he has a book called We Are Water. It comes out on the 22nd of October.
Since you know about this book too, Anna, the main character, lost her mother in this historic flood in 1963. And Anna's getting married to an art dealer. And this is her second marriage. And her family and her ex-husband come to the wedding. And then we find out about Anna's secrets. I listened to Wally Lamb at the Book Expo, where I also heard Helen Fielding. And he said that in that historic flood in 1963 in Connecticut, there was a family in which the mother rescued her three sons by passing them up a tree out of the floodwaters to her husband. And as she was passing up the third son, the floodwaters took her away. And while he was researching this book, We Are Water, he met with the sons, and they brought him to the tree where they were rescued, and they called it the Tree of Life. And it was really moving for him. And there was also a character, I think there is someone based on him in the book. A black man also died in this flood in 1963. And Wally Lamb feels that his death was not accidental, that it was racially motivated. And so he brings, this book also has some discussion of racism too. So I really am looking forward to reading this one.
All right, so one more book getting us sort of through November, and then we'll have to come back in a couple months and talk about what else is coming out. Anne Patchett.
Yes, and we're going to be hosting her for this book, This is the Story of a Happy Marriage, in November. This new one sounds to me a bit like Elizabeth Gilbert's Committed, a woman looking at marriage with at first a jaundiced eye because of an earlier failed marriage, and trying to open your heart up again to the possibility of marriage a second time. I love her writing anyway, but her insights on marriage, because her own family had four generations of divorces, and then she herself divorced, how she overcame what you can feel like is this genetic, predetermined divorce mandate in your life, and then she now is very happily married. So I'm interested to see how she came to that.
Yeah, that sounds really fascinating. And this is actually a memoir, right?
It is a memoir. It sounds like it also has some other essays in it, too, beyond her look at marriage. I love hearing people's insights on big issues in their life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Linda. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.